Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night.
It's hard to beat Van Morrison. And once you got him, it's hard to beat Moondance, isn't it? 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diane DiResta is our guest. Diane DiResta is the author of Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz. I've got the revised edition, Diane. Is that the newest one?
The revised edition, yes.
All right.
We'll probably revise it again after that. And so, you know, Jim, I also have an e-book called Give Fear the Finger, How to Knock Out Fear of Public
Speaking. I remember that. Give Fear.
It's a real New York title.
Exactly. And they can find that
on
Amazon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And DiResta.com too, right?
Yes. That's okay. My homepage. Website.
So, Diane, thanks again for being here. Diane's a longtime Brain Trust member, folks. We couldn't do without her. She's talking to us about a new way of getting your message out there, assaulting the marketplace, as I'm saying these days, by using a technology called Periscope. It's free, right?
It's free.
Why is it free?
Well, it's owned by Twitter, and a lot of these apps are free. All you need to do is go to your smartphone and download the app for Periscope, but you do need to be on Twitter because it's connected to Twitter. So the only people who can see you are also on Twitter.
And they come through. The consumption of your video of your live streaming is not through Twitter, is it? It's through Periscope.
It's through Periscope, but through Twitter owns Periscope,
but
so it's connected. Yes, you have
so
to be on
you
Twitter.
You have to so. You have to log into Periscope through your Twitter account, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's great because it's a way of building up your Twitter feed as well. So it's double duty.
It's both. Do you build a Periscope audience or does it just drive your Twitter audience?
No, you build a Periscope audience. So mm-hmm. There will be people who you don't know who find you and because they're on Twitter. So you may not have these Twitter followers, but you've announced your Periscope and someone mm-hmm. hears of it and they come on and they watch. And as I said earlier, when you are a guest on someone else's Periscope, when you're watching, other people see your feed, your little chat box, and they start following you. Now, here's something that's really cool in terms of engagement. They have hearts. So if you like something that the presenter is saying, you tap on the screen and you'll see these hearts. And at the end, they calculate them so you can see how many hearts. It's like having likes. So that's another way that you know people are engaged. And mm-hmm. so sometimes you have to help people say, hey, I need some hearts today, show me the love, and then people mm-hmm. start tapping. Mm-hmm. So it's a two-way exchange. It's not just a talking head. But as we were saying earlier, it's great for business, but make sure it's not a commercial. Because if you're just going to pitch a product or service, people are going to tune out. You'll see that happen immediately. Make sure it's a dialogue and you're giving value.
In my book, one of the things I talk about, Diane, is contribute first, contract second.
Yes.
And that's what you're talking about. Contribute
exactly.
first, contract second. If you, folks, in the age of the customer, if you are trying to nurture relationships and win the hearts and minds of your customers, which is what you got to do today, long before they know whether you're the cheapest or not or have the best products or not, you've got to contribute first, don't you, Diane?
Absolutely, and it's a way for people to get to know you personally because you know the know-like trust factor.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're sharing your experiences, let's say you're off-site, you're on a trip, and you're sharing your experiences, people get to know you better. Sometimes people, if they're broadcasting from their homes, will bring up their cat or their dog, and you get to feel like you know people, and that really solidifies the relationship.
Have you been surprised by how much people in the last 7 or 8 years, how much people have wanted to know so much about everybody else? You know what I mean? It's an energy. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, you know, 10 years ago, I didn't know anything about anybody else, right? Now I know everything about everybody. because I can, on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. I mean, have you been surprised by how almost voyeuristic we've become?
Yeah, you know, that's because of social media, so we've come to believe that we should know everything about everybody.
But I'm not talking about the technology. I'm saying the human response to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised?
Not really, no. Yeah. No, it's. I guess it's something that's evolved naturally, and so I'm mm-hmm. used to it. But when you talk about getting to know your customers, and I think you have to have a line there between personal as well as content and value. Another cool thing about having this live stream Periscope is when you miss something. Let's say when I was at the National Speakers Convention and had to leave early, my friend started live streaming or Periscoping some of the main stage presentations, so mm-hmm. I didn't miss it. So it's a great way to add. That's another way you can add value. Let's say you're at a conference that would be important to your customers, an industry conference. You can live stream some of the main stage convention.
Wow. Man, you're making my wheels turn here. I can think of all kinds of different ways you could do this. If you're at an industry trade show,
yes.
and you saw a new
yes.
product and you want to beam it back to your customers. Diane, this has been very informative, very helpful. Thank you for bringing us introducing us to Periscope.
My pleasure.
They go to periscope.com, right?
Periscope.com to download it as an app
right.
on your smartphone.
But
yeah.
remember, it's connected to Twitter, so follow those rules.
Yeah.
Diresta.com, right?
Yes, and remember, it's all about your presentation.
Well said.
So it's how you come across.
Diane Diresta, ladies and gentlemen, she always does a great job, and she'll be back again real soon. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.